This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has dismissed prospects for early resumption of diplomacy with the United States, saying the U.S. expectations for talks would plunge them into a greater disappointment. Kim Yo-jong made the comments after U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan described as an interesting signal Kim Jong-un's recent statement that North Korea will be ready for both dialogue and confrontation, but more for confrontation. White House National Security Advisor urged the North Koreans to send a clear signal that they were willing to talk.
Well, the clear signal they could send is to say, yes, let's do it. Let's sit down and begin negotiations. We think that just as in the case of the Iranian nuclear issue, with the North Korean nuclear issue, there is no substitute for diplomacy to begin to make progress towards that ultimate objective.
On Monday, the top U.S. envoy on North Korean affairs said on a visit to Seoul that he hoped to see a positive reaction from the North soon on U.S. offers for talks. Iran's president-elect said on Monday he would not meet with President Joe Biden nor negotiate over Tehran's ballistic missile program and its support of regional militias, sticking to a hard-line position following his landslide victory in last week's election. Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi also described himself as a defender of human rights when asked about his involvement in the 1988 mass execution of some 5,000 people. Now, it marked the first time that he's been put on the spot on live television over that dark moment in Iranian history at the end of the Iran-Iraq War. Asked about a possible meeting with President Joe Biden, Raisi simply answered no. His moderate competitor had suggested during campaigning that he'd meet with President Biden. This is VOA News. Carrie Lam fired back at the U.S. government's response to the arrest of pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily's board of directors on Tuesday. The U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price condemned the arrests of five executives of Apple Daily last week, claiming that such an act is politically motivated. Now, Lam said that the law was not used as a tool to suppress the media and all U.S. accusations were wrong.
So what we are talking about is not exchanging views between foreigners and journalists. It is violating the law as defined in the national security law and based on very clear evidence, which will bring the case to court.
Apple Daily has been outspoken in defending Hong Kong's freedoms and in recent years has often criticized the Chinese and Hong Kong governments for limiting the city's democratic freedoms as well as constricting the rights of free speech and assembly not found on mainland China. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken traveling to Germany today, where he'll take part in a conference on Libya and discuss with his German counterpart ways to counteract Holocaust denial and anti-Semitism. Germany and the United Nations are hosting Wednesday's Berlin conference, seeking to build on earlier efforts to bring about a lasting halt in fighting in Libya and support a stable government. U.S. Special Envoy for Libya, Richard Norland, said the talks would provide momentum for steps that need to be taken soon in order for elections to be held in December. The Federal Reserve Chair will tell Congress the economy is growing rapidly, but inflation is up. Mike Gracia has this report from Associated Press.
Reserve Chair Jerome Powell heads to Capitol Hill today, where he will testify before a congressional oversight panel about the Fed's moves to support financial markets at the outset of the pandemic last year. In prepared remarks, Powell will say the economy's growth as the nation emerges from the pandemic has notably fueled inflation in recent months, but he believes it will prove temporary. Powell attributes it to several factors, including higher gas prices and rapid increases in consumer spending. At a meeting of the Fed's policymaking committee last week, officials indicated they may raise the Fed's benchmark interest rate twice in 2023. In March, central bank officials said no rate hike was expected until after 2023. Mike Gracia, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki outlined actions the United States had taken in conjunction with the EU, UK, and Canada to impose sanctions on key members of the regime in Belarus. Sanctions were imposed on several senior officials in Belarus over the forced diversion to Minsk. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.